I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the program, we're going to talk about some of this country's most sensitive issues, abortion and adoption, and how both of these issues intersect with another hot button, that of race. We're also going to talk to a veteran newsman about his very personal struggle, his battle against alcoholism. That's all later. But first, we're going to return to a story that we've been covering that has also stirred deep emotion, the new 7-part documentary by filmmaker Ken Burns, titled The War, outraged some Latino activists because they felt the film did not do enough to explore the Latino contributions to the war effort. After months of pressure and a threatened boycott of sponsors, Burns agreed to add new material showcasing Latino and Native American voices. I talked to him about it last week.
From the very beginning, we said that we would produce more content, and it just became a question of where we would put it. And because we didn't have to compromise the artistic vision of what we'd already produced, it just added immeasurably to the film to rise above it in this way and take the high road.
The film began airing yesterday on most PBS stations, so we thought it was a good time to ask whether some who'd criticized the film if the new material satisfied their concerns. With us are two people who have been following the issue. Angelo Falcone is president of the National Institute for Latino Policy. He was involved in the Defend the Honor campaign, which was protesting the film. And we're also joined by Lionel Sosa. He is CEO of the grassroots online think tank Mexicans and Americans Thinking Together. He is also a board member at PBS. Gentlemen, welcome. Thanks for speaking with us.
Nice to be here.
Glad to be here.
Angelo Falcone, I'd like to start with you because you were among the dissatisfied. I just wanted to, for briefly, for people who have not followed this, why was it so important to you that Latino voices be highlighted in this film?
Well, I think it was important not just to me, but the probably the majority of the Latino population to feel that, you know, we're being seen in a positive light as people who contributed somewhat to the this country, and with over close to 500,000 Latinos who participated in this war to defend this country, we thought it was basically almost immoral to exclude us from, you know, from this series.
And what do you think of the way the issue was resolved? There was new material added. I think people who saw the first episode will have seen some of that material. What do you think?
Well, if they saw the first episode, they saw most of that material. We were very dissatisfied. I mean, our feeling was and our concern from the beginning is that we simply wouldn't be tacked on to these series as some sort of political expediency on the part of PBS and Ken Burns. And that's exactly what they did. Unfortunately, it's at the very it's tacked on to the very end. And even the credits, the Latino producer, Hector Galán, was also kind of tacked on to the very end of the credits. And one of the things that was, to me, most disheartening was the fact that that section, that Latino section, was actually excellent, and it just illustrated how much of a lost opportunity I think Ken Burns and PBS had by not seriously including Latinos in the series.
Lionel Sosa, what do you think of how this controversy was resolved? And I'd also like to know what kind of feedback you're getting at PBS.
Yeah, well, first I do want to applaud all of the work that Defend the Honor has done. You know, they're an informed, concerned, professional group, and I think they did the right thing by bringing attention to this issue because, you know, in many cases, the Latino has been forgotten. The Latino contribution to this country has been forgotten. But having said that, I also defend Ken Burns as a filmmaker, as a creative person. He produced a film. PBS decided to run that film. And for any group to say, you know what, I don't like it, I was left out, you must change it, while that may be very, very fair request to make, it doesn't mean that they have to do it. You might remember not very long ago some people protested a television special where James Bromlum, I think, was going to be playing the role of Ronald Reagan, and many people did not like it, and there was a huge protest, and the network decided not to run that. And that was a decision they made, not to run that special. Well, here another decision was made, and I think that was the right decision as well. But I do defend Ken Burns' ability and his right as a filmmaker to put on the air his product. And I defend the right of a group to protest it.
And Angelo Falcone, let's talk about that. I mean, you and I have spoken about this on this program before. And there are those who would argue that you're imposing sort of current political pressures on a past situation, because you've pointed out that part of the reason that this is such a deeply felt issue, not just for you, as you've pointed out, but for so many people, is that there's a feeling that Latinos now are viewed only in a negative light in the public sphere. And this is a way to highlight their contributions to democracy. But there are those who, and I think Ken Burns would say, you know, I had a vision for this film. I told the story through the eyes of the people who lived in four towns. It so happened that the demographics of those four towns did not include many of these voices, and that you're now you're using current political issues to inform an historical film. How would you respond to that?
Well, Latinos are part of the history of this country, so that's not a very good argument. But I think generally the issue is that what we've been looking at as we discuss this, and we look at Ken Burns and PBS's reactions to our what we were telling them to do, is number one, we were never involved in any kind of censorship, because what we were talking about was inclusion, not his point of view, not, you know, who was going to be in it as much as telling him to take anybody out or anything out. So I think the censorship issue is an artistic independence issue is really not, is besides the point. The question is that, you know, PBS, this is public monies for the large part. We're talking about, inclusion, whereas Ken Burns was really representing exclusion. He also misrepresented the film in the sense that at the beginning, when we started raising this issue, he said, I didn't focus on particular ethnic groups or racial groups. In fact, I think he does a fairly good job looking at the African-American experience and the Japanese experience with World War II.
In part, but that's a good point, but in part because the Japanese were interned, the Latinos certainly were not, and African-Americans were herded into segregated units and given the most, given right. Very specific jobs. The Latinos did not have that experience. They were segregated during the services.
Yeah, not in the same way, but we certainly were in many ways segregated, in many ways had so many problems also as Latinos within the war effort. At the same time, there's something's missing as well, and that is the notion, right, that what we're talking about is groups that have a history of discrimination in this country. Some people say, well, why didn't, you know, you have the Germans coming in, you can have, you know, push for other ethnic groups. But the fact is that there's a history of racial discrimination in this country, and there's a reason why we have civil rights laws that basically pinpoint Latinos, African-American, and Asians as groups that need to be protected. And so that seems to be missing, in that we're not just talking about some sort of broad kind of diversity, but we're also talking about people who served in this war, and when they came back to this country, having served this country, they were discriminated against in this country. Couldn't use bathrooms, couldn't use, and that part of the history is missing. And we think all that Ken Burns was doing was reinforcing that at a time when Latinos are being attacked in terms of this horrible immigration debate.
Hold on, let's let Lionel Sosa have a word here. Lionel Sosa, what about those points that Angelo Falcone is making? That you know, whether you like it or not, that at a time when this particular group is so feels itself to be so under attack, that perhaps there's a special responsibility on the part of such a prominent filmmaker like Ken Burns and a quasi-public entity like PBS to be aware of a group that is of such significance. What about that argument?
Well, they certainly are aware now. PBS is aware, and Ken Burns is aware. And I think that any future work by Ken is certainly going to be more inclusive. I think he's always, obviously he's not a racist. You know, he's had, wonderful works that have included African Americans and, whether it's the Civil War or Unforgivable Blackness. But maybe he has a bit of a blind spot, and all of us have our own blind spots.
Well, I think Angela's question is, does PBS have a blind spot?
Well,
raised these concerns with him sooner as the sponsoring entity?
I think it is a wake-up call for PBS. I think it is a wake-up call for Ken Burns. I think this is a good thing, because a lot of good things are going to be happening because of this controversy. That doesn't mean that Ken must change his product or be forced to change his product by any group that doesn't like his product. If I were a painter of Western art and I had a lot of paintings up in a museum or in an art show, and I showed the American cowboy and I didn't show the Mexican vaquero, which was the original American cowboy, a group couldn't force me to repaint that painting. I paint my painting according to the way that I want to paint it, and if anybody wants to paint a vaquero, then they have the right to do that. And I think that this is a lovely opportunity for more Latinos to be able to come forth and tell the Latino story. Is it the responsibility of Ken Burns to tell the Latino story?
Angelo Falcón, what about that question? Hector Galán has had 40 hours of films. He's a very distinguished filmmaker in his own right. Yes. 40 hours of films on PBS. Mm-hmm. Why did Ken Burns have to tell this story? Why can't Hector Galán or some other filmmaker tell these stories?
Well, you know, Ken Burns is iconic. I mean, Ken Burns, when he comes out with these films, the definitive story of that particular subject matter, that's why we focus on that. At the same time, there are Latinos who have been producing their own work, just haven't been able to get the access. We hope that all of this protest allowed more Latino programming to come out of PBS because of the pressure they had. But there was already a lot of things in the works, and we hope there'll be more coming out of this. So, you know, that's part of it. The other thing is that, boy, this is a real rough way to be included, to have to organize to deal with a public entity, basically, as you said, a quasi-public entity. Even when we got a copy of the proposal Ken Burns had submitted and got funded through the National Endowment for the Humanities, a government agency. And it's clear that he didn't mention Latinos. He mentioned African-Americans. He mentioned Japanese-Americans. He mentioned other groups, but didn't mention Latinos. Mm-hmm. So to talk about a blind spot. And the question for Latinos and the Ken Burns story here is maybe emblematic of maybe a broader issue, and that is, when does a blind spot become racism?
Angelo Falcón is president of the National Institute for Latino Policy, a national advocacy group based in New York. He joined us from our New York bureau. And Lionel Sosa is a board member at PBS. He is CEO of Mexicans and Americans Thinking Together, an online think tank. He joined us from member station KSTX in San Antonio. Thank you both so much. And just ahead, adoption, abortion, and race.
Adoption really works. At least it worked for Johnny Hunter.
When three explosive issues intersect, that's all coming up